Erevin, Perches Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing our discussion of cases of how much of a mechitza you need in the mechitza that defines a body of water as separate from an area that the water is connected to. It's a different case. There's a stream of water that passes through a chotza. It literally have, the Gemara says, even the chotza of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Amas HaMayim that went through. So there's a stream that cuts through. A person built his chotzer in a place where naturally there was a brook flowing through. He built walls around, and the walls are built, understandably, on top of the brook. And it's rather very convenient to have over there. He has a water source going through his chotzer for laundry, for cooking, for whatever it is. So he has this Amas HaMayim. In Deraisa, once you put up mechitzas around the rishos, then the fact that outside the confines of your chotzer, the water is in a kamalis because it's in an open field, is not a problem. The mechitzas are here. The mechitzas separate the area completely from the outside, and the water that's flowing through the Amas HaMayim is completely in the Rishus HaYochid of the chotzer. Avada, you'd be allowed to take water out to use in the chotzer. Now, let's add something. The water source itself, the brook, doesn't go flat with the ground. But derech klal, a brook means there's a charitz, there's a depth. So lama zogin that there are banks to the Amas HaMayim, and they have the parameters of Rishus HaYochid, meaning say they're four tvachim wide, and 10 tvachim tall. You can look at the Amas HaMayim as a separate Rishus HaYochid, but since the whole area is surrounded by walls, then it's all bottled to Rishus HaYochid. Same way, if a person has a chotzer, and in the middle of a chotzer, they dug in a deep cellar for refrigeration, even though the depth of the cellar and the width of the cellar would define it as a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a separate Rishus, it's part of the Rishus HaYochid that's surrounding it. So Midaraisa, certainly this Amas HaMayim, there's no problem whatsoever. However, Chazal were makbid over here, says the Tanakhama, that ain memalan hemen of Shabbos. You're not allowed to fill up water from it on Shabbos. Elo imkein osula mechitza gavoya asara tvachim b'knisa b'yitzir. Chazal see, and they're machmir, this body of water, since it's fully connected to the body of water outside. B'derech klal, what a person would do was picture a chotzer walls, and picture this charitz, like sort of a brook with walls of the a shallow river running through the chotzer. At the point where the Amas HaMayim runs underneath the walls of the chotzer, there's a hole that opens up in the wall of the chotzer. There's a hole that opens up and it goes through. Since it's connected fully to the body of water outside, we see it as part of the kamalus outside. Also because it's kevei mokum la'atzma. It does have a depth of 10 with a width of 4. So we look at it as a separate rishus. That separate rishus is completely connected to the Amas HaMayim outside, which is not a rishus hayochid. Because of that, the Tanakama said you have to make a mechitza in the wall of the chotzer where it hits the Amas HaMayim. Normally it stops over there. You see flowing underneath the wall. You see the water flowing. There's ear space because over there is the goes into the to the riverbed, into the brook space. What you have to do is you have to make a separate piece of mechitza going down in order to define that as a mechitza b'miyuchad on the Amas HaMayim. You need one b'knisa and one b'yitzir. A separate mechitza, so to speak, for the Amas HaMayim. Why? Again, it's a din d'rabbanan, it's completely part of the Rishus HaYochid that surrounds it. The walls of the chotzer are defined as the mechitza of the Amas HaMayim, separating it from the chelik that's outside. The rationale of the Tanakhama is, like we said before, that it's considered a mechitza tluya. Now, if you think about it on a deraisadik level, of course it's not a mechitza tluya. You have a complete mechitza around the four walls of the shus. But since, like we said, this is the way Rav Yishenim understand it. It could be a Zadas Yochid, not that way in the Ritva. But Lamaisa, since in the Amas HaMayim, there is a gewisse tzura of it being its own Rishus, so it's like its own Rishus with only a Mechitza Tluya. Because the walls of the Chotzer Mechitza Tluya, therefore you have to make the Mechitza which is made for the water, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, by the Bor. You have to make a mechitza leheker chiluk hamayim to divide the water outside from the water inside. And even though it's a mechitza tluy, that's if you don't need a mechitza, the mechitza tluy works. That's why it's okay over here. And even that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with. No, the walls of the chotzer are the mechitza tluya that go into the water. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ba'amashal ovel, shoyu mamalamba mimena apiskenim b'shabbos. There was a place where they did fill up, and it was clearly baskomas haskenim in the town of Ovel. Om luloy mifnei shalahoyu ba'kishir. No. The way we explain, according to Rav Yushanim, the amas hamayim that was there did not have the parameters, the size of a Rishus HaYochid Bifnei Atzmai. It didn't have a Shir Vasora Al Gabi Dalt. So it wasn't Kevem Mokim La'atzmai. It's only if it's a separate Rishus, it's not considered part of the surrounding walls of the Chotzer. So Mela, it's part of the Amas HaMayim outside and becomes part of the Kamalas. But if it doesn't have the Mokim Kishal La'atzmai of Rishus HaYochid, then Avada it's bottled to the area outside. It's part of the Chotzer. No more, no less. Mishnah Ches, we're continuing our discussion of the halachas, the different efanim of mechitza tluyo al gabe mayim. Gizustra shehi lamalam min hamayim. Here we have a new case. We have a house, and the house is flush up against the river. Everybody's idea of a dream vacation home. The house is directly against the river. He wants to use the river as a water source. He has right outside his window, he has a porch. A gzustra means a long balcony alongside the house. He could step out from inside the house. He's on a balcony. And what he does is he would drill a hole in the gzustra, and from there he would lower a pail and be able to pull up water. Mamish is a perfect water source for his house, for washing on his porch. So the problem is that obviously the water below is a karmelis. He's in a Rishus HaYochid. He has a problem. So over here also, since it's Al-Gabi Mayim, they allowed a Mechitza Tluya to define the place of water, the part of the river that he's drawing water from, as part of his Rishus HaYochid. It's a Mechitza Tluya, but it works. What's the Oifin? Ein Gzustu Shilamala Men HaMayim, Ein Memala Ne Men HaMishabes. You're not allowed to fill up from the Karmelis. Elohim Kain, again, also La Mechitza Gavoya Asar Tvachim. Bein Melamala, Bein Melamato. He could make, the easier case would be, where he makes a fence going down, he makes a mechitza sora, going down from his balcony, going down to the water. Why? You have good achis. Again, good achis. You have a mechitza shagdim, boikimbo, or dagim boikimbo, it's a mechitza tluy, it shouldn't work. But kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim loshna gemara, that you can, it's enough of mechitza with a good achis. The other oifen, which is more mechudishdik over here of gurachis, is where you make a proper fence. Normally, people enclose a balcony, a porch. They're not putting it from the porch going down. They're putting it from the porch going up. You want to keep the porch safe. It's even aloch of a mica. You have to put up a fence around it. So you made a fence at the edge of the porch. Over there, we see the mechitza that goes up, also slicing downward as a good achis into the water to define the area of water under the gzustra as part of his Rishus HaYochid. This way he can draw out water. The chiddush over here is, of course, that the mechitza is pointing upward, not downward. This is only going to work, by the way, if the mechitza is by the edge of the porch. If it's in the middle of the porch, or it's even an inch or two into the porch, you can't look at it as cutting through and going down through the porch. It's only it's by the edge of the porch. By the edge, you could see it defining the whole perimeter around the edge of the gzustra. Hey milamala, hey milamata. That's the chilik rishuyos over here that allows you to draw out water. Now, truth to be told, the mechitza that goes downward from the edge of the gzustra does have a tzad maila, because we learned previously that mechitza tluya b'mayim is more of a tzad to machlokes, but there's more of a tzad lahokel when that mechitza is nicker that it was made l'tzarech hamayim, not stam it's there. So when you have the edge of a porch going up, it could be there. Somebody shouldn't fall off the porch. It's not there to define the mayim milamato as a separate rishus. When you have the mechitza pointing downward, it's clear that it's there for the mayim. We'll say even more than that. The Rav brings a shita, the Rambam over here, where the Rambam learns that the mechitza that's being made is not a mechitza by the edge of the gzostra, it's a mechitza by the hole, the nekev that he's lowering the pail through. If he has a plank going down from that, that defines the mayim, the mokum that the dli is shoyev mayim, as part of the rishus hayochim lamala. That's where it works. Sounds like if you just put it by the edge of the porch, it wouldn't work. That's not a separate rishus. It doesn't go into the water. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein shtei gzustroi zu lamala mizu. Could be one porch. There's a whole building, right? So people, various people have porches. Let's say you have two porches, and one is above another. They don't have to be exactly above another, but the porches are enough above one another that the dli that you're opening, each person has a trap door on the bottom of their gzustro to lower down a dli, to lower down a pail, to be able to be shoyev mayim. So also lo yoyne v'le also tachton, you put a mechitza tluya around the edge or around the hole of the gzustro yoyne v'le also tachtonu, shtein asurois ad shei arvu. What's the problem? The problem is that since the El Yoyne has to do derech tachtoino, and klape the tachtoino, the mayim is considered a karmelis. Why? Because the one on the bottom didn't make mechitzas. The mechitza tluya that's on top is not something that is choitzit, the water from the outside as being part of the karmelis, klape the bottom one. Klape the top one, you can look at it as a virtual mechitza tluya, but it certainly doesn't define the water as being in a separate rishus, klape, the one on the bottom who doesn't have a mechitza tluya. So since he has to be shoyev derech de tachtoino, what happens is he lets out his dli, and it goes through the hole of the one on the bottom. Klape, the one on the bottom, you take now water from a kamelah, so that for sure is not okay. Now the truth is that the Gemara mentions, the Mishnah over here is Mekatzer, that the same way if the elyoino has the mechitza tluya, the bottom one doesn't have. So then it's a problem, because klape the bottom one, the water that you're taking out there at the bottom one, klape the bottom one, there is no mechitza tluya. The same thing would be true in the converse also. The one on the bottom, the tachtoino, has a mechitza tluya. The oyoino does not have a mechitza tluya. Would also be problematic. Why? Not because of a kamalistic problem, but because the tachtoino is in the mokum tashmishim l'oyoino, it's an eruv v'chatzeristic problem. Me and say it's not a problem about mechitzas, but the problem is that there's an iruv of two mekoymos. The tachtoina is the mokum hamiyu, it's like a drisa's regal. The mokum hatachton is the way the elyon gets water. Klape, the elyon getting water, he has a problem because he doesn't have a mechitza tluya. So since the way he gets water is derech hatachton, and that oifen of getting water is not okay because he doesn't have a mechitza tluya, then the mechitza tluya of the bottom one doesn't help him. When does it help? Only if the two of them have mechitzas tluyos. So then each one, kishel atzmai, has the mechitzas tluya to be allow the water, and they have it together. Now, normally two porches are two rishuyos, but if you're mishtamish, like we pointed out, similar to like a drisa regel, that would be also. There's one case where you don't even need that. Ta'aser. If you have two porches that are within asar tvachim of each other, they're considered one rishus proper. They're going to ask the b'chol oifin. Even if you're not shoyev water, derech, the top one is not shoyev, he has a different hole, or his hole sticks out on the side. The etzim fact that the two rishuyas are within asar tvachim defines it as one rishus mil revis, and then you need to fix it up together. You're going to need to be ma'ar of them together, and each one having the mechitza tluya. So all that is pointed out over here in the Gemara.